You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Last month, the Supreme Court ruled that the Trump administration can start rolling out a controversial policy known as the public charge rule. This policy could systematically deny green cards to low-income immigrants. It's going into effect on February 24th, and it's made some immigrant families reluctant to use public benefits like food stamps or Medicaid. KALW immigration reporter Teresa Katsarilis is here with me to break down who this new rule could impact. Hi, Teresa.
Hey, Hannah.
So we have talked about this before, but just for the sake of review, what is the public charge rule?
Right. So just to recap, when a person applies for a green card, immigration officials conduct this thing called a public charge test. They're trying to figure out whether the person in question will become completely dependent on the U.S. government. Mm-hmm. If you're considered a public charge, that weighs against your eligibility for a green card. This rule didn't used to be that big a deal. The government used to apply it pretty narrowly.
Right. But the Trump administration has just changed that.
Exactly. An expanded version of public charge is going into effect, at least temporarily, on February 24th. Reporters from The New York Times, The Washington Post, and PBS are all calling this a wealth test for immigrants.
What do they mean by that? What is different about this?
So, under this new rule, immigrants can be denied green cards if they've ever used really common public benefits like Medicaid, food stamps, housing vouchers, think Section 8 here, or cash assistance like welfare.
Those are all pretty commonly used.
They're very commonly used. Mm-hmm. They're among the most commonly used services in the United States,
right,
in terms of public benefits, at least. There are other programs included in the expanded public charge rule, but those are kind of the big four.
Mm.
And immigrants can be denied a green card even if they only used those programs once.
Okay, so let's explain this. Say I'm an immigrant applying for my green card. I do qualify for benefits, and I could use them, but I decide not to. Am I in the clear here?
Maybe, maybe not. You could still be considered a public charge if your income is really far below the poverty line. And even if it's not, you still might run into problems.
Hmm.
Under this new rule, you could also be denied a green card if immigration officials look at your application and think you are, quote, more likely than not to use any of those public benefits in the future.
Wait a minute. Teresa, what do you mean more likely than not? How do officials tell if I'm going to need or use these public benefits at some point in the future? How do they determine that?
So I also found this confusing, quite frankly. So last week, I asked attorney Erin Lee about it. She works for the East Bay Community Law Center, a nonprofit that offers free legal advice in the East Bay. They've been following the public charge rule really closely. Would it be possible under this new rule for an immigration official, like it appears to be vaguely written enough, someone just look at someone and be like, well, you look like you could be poor, so I'm not going to give you a green card? Like, is that on the table?
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the dangers of discretion. We don't know what this will look like when it rolls out. We don't know what this will look like when people are deciding.
So that could happen, but it would be up to the discretion of the individual immigration officials.
Exactly. The public charge rule gives immigration officials a lot of leeway in these decisions, and we really just don't know what the implementation of this rule could look like.
So this policy has understandably generated a lot of fear in immigrant communities.
Exactly.
How's that fear impacting these communities?
Well, Erin Lee says the East Bay Community Law Center is already really seeing an impact. She says that some of her organization's clients are just going without benefits.
We work with many families with new babies who are afraid to get benefits to help their U.S. citizen babies. We also work with a lot of people who have different types of disabilities, mental health, HIV.
So this trend that Lee is seeing was actually predicted by studies out of UC Berkeley, UCLA, and other institutions. There's just so much fear surrounding this policy that some people are playing it safe and not using public assistance at all.
Mm-hmm. But Teresa, the public charge rule only applies to certain public benefits and certain people, right? So
exactly.
Who's actually going to be affected by this?
Yeah, let's clear up some of the confusion here. I really want to stress that public charge only applies to certain kinds of immigrants, and most immigrants actually will not be affected by this change.
Okay.
So Just to review, if you already have a green card, this is not an issue. If you are on a humanitarian visa, you're a refugee or have been granted asylum, for instance, mm-hmm. you're good. This does not apply to you either. Also, you have to legally be in the country and preparing to apply for your green card. So if you're undocumented, for instance, this does not apply to you either.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And then last but not least, just to be totally clear, if you're an immigrant but you're applying for benefits on behalf of your child who's an American citizen, you are also in the clear. Public charge does not apply.
Okay. Do you think this information is well known, or are people still not going to be getting, you know, the medical care they need, the food stamps they need, just out of fear?
I mean, honestly, I think that a lot of Californian government agencies and nonprofits are really afraid of that. Mm-hmm. And they are currently mobilizing to try to release public statements about this and really let people know what their rights are. You know, just as an example, Bay Area school districts have already reassured parents that the rule does not apply to school lunches. That is one of the public benefits that is exempt from this rule. State agencies are encouraging folks to consult with an immigration attorney this month to see if public charge applies to them. That can obviously get expensive, so agencies are directing residents to free legal immigration services. Mm-hmm. We will be linking to a list of those nonprofits at KLW's website if anyone is curious.
Okay. Just to recap, this only applies to legal low-income immigrants who are eligible to apply for green cards.
Exactly.
Okay.
Or are going to be eligible in the next few years. Mm-hmm. And it also does not apply to every public benefit program, so you should check with an attorney if you think this could apply to you.
Could you give me an example of a social program that public charge does not apply to?
Sure. Food banks, homeless shelters, school lunch programs, which we just mentioned. Also WIC benefits, that's assistance for young mothers and their babies. That, it does not apply to WIC.
All right. Thank you, Teresa.
Thanks, Hannah.
Teresa Katsarilis is KELW's immigration reporter. You can reach her at immigration@kelw.org.